in the 9 o'clock hour for our pet of the week. And of course, the best co-hosts in radio, you two. Appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for the time today.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, glad to be here.
We'll be back tomorrow, Seth and I, to get you ready for your weekend. Everybody, Melissa, you have a good weekend.
You too, guys.
We'll talk with you more tomorrow. Stick around for Morning Magazine coming up right here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The White House has just unveiled a blueprint to shore up the nation's cybersecurity. The goal? To protect critical infrastructure like energy pipelines, food companies, schools, and hospitals. CBS's Nicole Skanga has late-breaking details from Washington.
Senior administration officials told reporters the criminal justice system alone isn't going to address this problem, saying the Biden administration will employ other elements of national power to clamp down on malicious cyber actors linked to foreign adversaries like China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea.
Mission accomplished early today at Cape Canaveral.
The bright flame and deafening roar of the Falcon 9 rocket pushed the Dragon Endeavor and its crew into space. The launch director welcoming them to orbit.
Also, a friendly reminder to put your sushi orders in for CRS-27.
That's the next cargo resupply mission for the space station.
Have a safe ride to the space station, and we look forward to seeing you when you get home. Thank you for flying SpaceX.
First-time flyer Warren Woody Hoberg.
That was one heck of a ride. Thank you.
Docking is set for early Friday. The crew will live on the station until September. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
A Pennsylvania man has a court appearance today after police say he tried to bring an explosive onto an Allegiant Airlines flight from Lehigh Valley International in Allentown to Orlando. This passenger was relieved.
We were a little bit shocked that somebody tried to pull something at a little neighborhood airport is what we think of it, but it is comforting to know that he didn't get very far.
Investigators say alarms went off after Mark Muffley checked in a black suitcase. They found an explosive with fuses attached inside. Officials say Muffley left the airport after they paged him. He was arrested hours later. A police officer in Chicago has died after responding to a call of a man chasing a woman with a gun on the city's southwest side. Police Superintendent David Brown.
Unfortunately, we're delivering the very tragic news that one of our on-duty Chicago police officer has been fatally shot.
The 18-year-old suspect is in critical condition. Governor Newsom's declared states of emergency in 13 California counties after historic snowstorms that have buried mountain communities. Gregory Thompson is still stuck in his home in Nevada City.
We have a generator, so we had auxiliary power and then gas for heat, so that's been a blessing.
Yosemite National Park is closed.